Next up, we have Erin Podolny. All right. She is an attorney, because it's D.C., so we need at least one attorney in the room, right? She's an attorney at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services in the Office of General Counsel. She lives here in Washington, D.C. It's very hard to find a local here in D.C., so this is a treasure. And she is an avid home cook, baker, and party planner.
I've never had much game when it comes to men. I always felt sort of overlooked, invisible to guys. Now, my best friend Rachel, she's got game. She would start conversations with things like, "So I slept with my Colombian florist this weekend, what'd you do?" Meanwhile, I am going on a lot of first dates, and the guys I wish would call, never call. And the guys that call, well, I'd be perfectly fine if we never saw each other again. A few years ago, Rachel and I decided to go to Paris for a week for vacation. And one thing I was intent upon doing was taking a cooking class. I really wanted to learn to make something super French, and I wanted to be challenged. I wanted to learn to make something I wouldn't be able to figure out on my own. So we signed up to learn to make macarons, those fancy French sandwich cookies that come in all the pretty colors that are so popular today. And we arrived at our cooking school in Montmartre on a sunny spring morning, and we met our teacher, an Australian woman, and we met our fellow students, a bunch of American women, all chicks, of course, and we get started. And the very first thing that our teacher explains to us is that macarons are the diva of cookies, and if but one of your measurements is 2 grams off, we have to start all over again. Well, I wanted a challenge, and a challenge I would get. So we get started, and we're making our batter, and we're making the fillings, and as I'm piping pink batter into rounds onto parchment paper, I hear the door to the kitchen open, and I look up, and there is this man standing in the kitchen, and he's got dark eyes and dark hair with a lot of product in it, and a funny half smile, and all the girls in the class look at each other like, who is that? And our teacher introduces him. She says, "This is Danielle, our kitchen assistant today. He's very late. Let's all get back to work, shall we?" So we do. And a few minutes later, our cookies are in the oven, and we get to have a little break. And I find myself sitting on one side of the kitchen, sipping an espresso, looking at Danielle on the other side of the kitchen, sipping his espresso. And I'm thinking, this guy is so good-looking. He has got to be married or have a girlfriend or both. I don't know. He's French. And even if he were single, there are a lot of girls here, including the lovely Rachel. Why would he notice me? But just at that moment, our eyes met, and he winked at me. But I thought he had, like, something in his eye or, like, a tick or something. So we eventually get back to work, and we're assembling our cookies, and then it happened again. He winked at me again. But this time, I genuinely believe that he's winking at everyone, that this is just what he does to girls in the cooking classes. So eventually, the class concludes, and we get to try our cookies, and they are really spectacular. And we thank our teacher for a wonderful class, and then we go to thank Danielle, but really, it's more of an introduction. We hadn't had a chance to meet before that moment. So I go to introduce myself to Danielle, and it becomes immediately clear that Danielle does not speak any English. And I don't speak any French except important words like fromage and croissant. But Rachel speaks French. So she jumps in there, and they start chatting away about what I have no idea. And a few minutes later, they summon me back over because Rachel has arranged for us to take a picture with him. Total tourist move, totally worth it. And after the picture, we say goodbye, and we leave. And I say to Rachel, "What did you guys talk about?" She's like, "Oh, I gave him our phone number, and I invited him to hang out with us for tomorrow night, and I told him to bring a friend." So we high-five and practically skip back to the metro. We're so excited. So the next night, we're going to meet Danielle and his friend. And at this point, I'm pretty sure that Danielle is into Rachel. I mean, why wouldn't he be? She's beautiful and charming, and they can talk to each other. So I'm just sort of hoping, like, the friend is cool, like, maybe he speaks a little English. So we arrive at the bar, and Danielle arrives a few minutes later, looking handsome as ever. But he is by himself. he doesn't bring a friend. And my heart sinks because now I'm, like, on Rachel and Danielle's date. But it's our last night in Paris. I'm going to make the most of it. So we go to the bar, we get a couple of drinks, we sit down, and Rachel and Danielle are chatting, and I'm trying to talk to Danielle, but I'm using Rachel as a translator, so it's, like, moderately effective and mostly awkward. But we nevertheless decide to go to another bar, and we're walking down the sidewalk, and Danielle and I are walking side by side, and Rachel is a few paces behind. And suddenly I feel Danielle standing really close to me, and I can smell his cologne, and then I feel his fingers intertwine with mine. And my heart starts to race, and my cheeks get all hot, and I'm sure I'm smiling the biggest smile. And we walk hand in hand for about a block, and then I feel Danielle get close to me again, and then he leans over and gives me the world's most awkward first kiss of all time. I don't know if it was our lips barely make contact. I don't know if it was his nerves or my nerves. I'm like a hot mess at this point. Or the fact that we're walking, our heads are bobbing in different paces, and the physics of it are just really not on our side. Or the fact that I was not prepared. I was still excited about the hand-holding. So, in any case, he totally kissed me. And Rachel, seeing all of this, realizes her translation services are no longer necessary, and she graciously excuses herself to go back to our hotel. And Danielle and I spend the whole night walking around Paris, hand in hand, kissing and giggling, and we ended up making out all night on one of those bridges that overlooks the Seine under the moonlight. And the whole time, I am thinking, oh my God, I cannot believe this American girl in Paris fantasy is happening to me. The next day, we came home, and I left Paris with three things. A box of perfect diva macaron, a hickey or two, and the realization that maybe I do have game, after all. Thank you.